want to be an echo of your peace. May I always.
Hello, my friend. It's Dan Riley reaching out to you again, and again with Greg Lacamelli and many in the mountain community that today wish you a happy feast day of St. Francis. I'm not sure when you're listening to our meditation, so it may have been yesterday that you were with us in other ways with different media reflections on the Feast of Francis. And this morning I sent out a couple from a beautiful experience last night we had. As we were completing the actual day of his celebration and moving into another time, living out the holiness, hopefully, that we are inheriting from our brother Francis, the call and longing to be those who bear peace in the world. We had gathered in our chapel, Holy Peace, here at Mount Irenaeus, and then at assembled on the porch at the end after writing petitions, prayers on the thin skin of a luminary, which was lit by Brother Kevin and one of the student leaders, Mike Madonna, and then as out on the porch we gathered, it lifted up. First, they lifted it a bit, but with the warmth, the heat, the air becoming so expanded, it lifted up this balloon and it took off into the sky. I hope through these days, our messages and others, that we've supported you in that lifting up, that coming to a place in our lives where, as we do pour ourselves out and long to do that even more in service of others, that our hearts might truly be lifted up in the hope of the sacrifice of Christ. And indeed, yes, in our own outpouring for others. That it is the great word edifying that's building up relationships and family homes and in the world. We may not see that happening. That's not the point. In fact, St. Paul talks about it in another place. Before I read a passage from Philippians, it's good to comment that he says, some water and others harvest. And, you know, we hear that great little image of the fact that we may not be there for the season when the trees are cut down that build the new church. I may not be here when the bread is made from the wheat I sowed earlier in the season. We can't count on the length of our lives, but we can on the depth that we pour ourselves out, our intentionality, our longing, our heartfulness for God and others. I'd like to suggest that that is what takes us into what we often call meditation, contemplative prayer, sitting, quiet, maybe a yoga practice. You've learned possibly one way or another, and we offer it simply here often with the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Great prayer that probably rose up in Francis many ways, maybe in his heart as he walked paths and roads and longed for the people in the villages and cities around him. So meditation doesn't only happen under the oak trees of care, or on the hilltops of encounter, or in the quiet places we find and make. It's a heart activity. It does take solitude, but that of our hearts, not so much in closing out the world and quiet, but not stilling everybody else, because there's a jangle, a collision, violence in our world. But the Word of God, the presence of the indwelling one, helps us begin to find that quiet. It could be our one line from the Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. It may be a simple om, a phrase, an image that takes us to the very place that Paul talks about in Philippians. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, Paul says, complete my joy of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. And then he counsels us not to be selfish or vainglory. And so we enter meditation in not only out of our own interest to be centered, but out of our care to be in the center of the world, to let the one who is the center dwell within us, looking out for not our own interests, but for those of others, Paul says. He then says, have the same attitude as that also of Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Sometimes they say grasped at, held on to. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Last night, we took off at the shelf a luminary that was there for a while. We were wondering when and how we might use it. And gathered in the chapel, as I mentioned, with Brother Kevin and Mike and others. And after a wonderful time of prayer and reflection on peace, we took our prayers and wrote them on the skin of this luminary and then went to the porch. And as it rose up, it lit the sky a bit. It moved into the darkness of a wonderful evening, kissed Sister Moon, and went on its own way, bearing prayers. Self-sacrificing, we might say, or we might smile and say, can a balloon do that? But it did. It burnt until it burnt out. We didn't see that final flame, except we knew it flew. It went into the world. It went into the night sky. And so you and I are too as well. To let the flame in us burn for justice, love, and peace. Not in a self-serving way, but yes, we do need to gather now, and you might, away from a livelier place to a place where the life within you rises and you feel empowered, soon to go into your own day or the next piece of work you have, but right now, receiving that flame, the one you may have left on the shelf, wondering when we'd light this luminary, now's the moment. Now is the expected time. Now the world needs us, but not to tramp up out of here right away, but to pause, breathe in, pour ourselves out. Pause, take in this flame, and then on fire, get up and go out and serve others. It may only take a moment, it may take your whole day. It takes our whole lives to pause, to receive the light of Christ, and then be that light for the world. It doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. It's a flow. It's a parallel. We are already that light. We are already pouring ourselves out. We are already called to be of one mind, of one way of loving, of one path of peace. Many though we are, each of our own feet different on that path today. And that's the beauty of the quiet. And then the message that comes when we are quietly considering the movement of God's love in our life. Let us have the attitude of Christ today and hear that call from Francis and others. Let that be an early echo in us, early in the day, early in our own movement of life right now. Let this be a sunrise moment, even in the twilight of our years. Let not discouragement put aside the truth that we are peace, because Christ is our peace poured out in us today. Continue to celebrate the Feast of Francis day after day. He was foolish enough to live this way. He trusted the light within him rather than thinking he was that light. And meditation wasn't the point of his contemplative practice. It was the flowing of God's life out from secret places into the proclamation of peace for the world. One little frail person walking barefoot on a path with others he met, one day, one moment at a time. The mountain breathes peace with you. Breathe that peace with us and let us smile and enter this day.
And I could change the world.
with my own two hands, make it a better place. With my own two hands, make it a kinder place. With my own two hands, with my own two hands. I could bring peace on earth. With my own two hands, I could clean up the earth. With my own two hands, and I could reach out to you. With my own two hands, with my own.